morning.
Barely. It's 11:30. You guys just get up?
Give us a break. It's Saturday.
Actually, it's Sunday. You might want to get yourself an alarm clock and a calendar.
I had talked to my mom today, and Kim and I decided we are going to go back home for Thanksgiving.
I feel a little weird leaving you guys here alone.
Look, Jimmy and I only did that in the living room once, and Sammy totally believed me when I told him we were playing leapfrog.
No, I was talking about the fact that you and I have never been apart for Thanksgiving. And I thought that might upset you.
Oh, sweet, sweet Kim. Tell me, to get to your world, do I take a right at the rainbow or a left at the unicorn?
You wouldn't like it in my world, Christine. You might get water thrown on you and melt. Hey, you want to play? I can play.
Hey, you know, maybe since you guys aren't going to be here, I'll have my parents come visit.
Oh, Jimmy, I don't want the drama of having your father around.
He's not that bad.
Why, what's wrong with Jimmy's father?
He's always criticizing everything that Jimmy does. I mean, nothing's ever good enough for him. And Jimmy's not done anything with his life. He has absolutely no ambition.
Well, obviously, he hasn't seen Jimmy roll out of my guest house in his pajamas at the crack of noon.
Hey, look, Christine, this is the perfect time to have him come out here. All my life, he's thought of me as a screw-up. And, you know, let's be honest, for most of my life, I was. But, you know, now I got a good job, I got a great family, I think he'll be really proud of me.
Jimmy, why is it so important for you to impress that guy? I mean, what's he ever done with his life besides drinking with his buddies, fishing, and bragging about being hit by a train?
Well, he did survive being hit by a train.
And that's an achievement? Jimmy, who gets hit by trains? They run on tracks. They're loud. It's not like they sneak up on you. You know who gets hit by trains? Cows. Cows. Your father is one big, lucky cow.
Look, Christine, it's just something I want to do. It's important to me, okay?
Well, it's fine with us.
But, Jimmy, you know Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Tickets from the East Coast are going to cost a fortune, though.
Hey, it's not going to cost them a thing. I'm paying for this whole trip. In fact, you know what? I'm going to check on tickets right now.
Wow, you really are trying to impress
them.
Hey,
Kim, and my parents, all right? They've been paying for me my whole life. It's time to start saying thank you. Hi, yeah. What's the number for Greyhound? Grocery store is a madhouse. My mom would be furious if she shows up and we haven't got the turkey. Luckily, we got the last bottle.
Okay, we'll have a good time while we're gone. And remember, mi casa is mi casa. Don't break any of me stuff.
Hey, what do you think we are? We're responsible adults, right? I mean, why don't you just get one of those hidden nanny cams and spy on us?
That's funny.
Well, we should get going.
Okay, see you.
All right, see you guys later. Tell everyone we said hi.
Have
okay,
a great time.
Bye. Mwah. Safe
see
travels.
You,
all right, see you, dude. Hey, listen, give us a call when you get there, okay? Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go check on the boys. What are you gonna do?
I think I'm gonna go press my ass up against that nanny cam.
They're here.
Wait, hold on a second. I just want everything to look good.
Oh. Will you relax?
I'm sorry. I don't want my dad to think we live like pigs.
Hey, Grandpa's peeing in the front yard.
Ah, the Mayflower has landed.
Mom!
Hey, baby!
Hey! Mwah.
Big Jimmy, will you put that thing away and get in here? Tuck in your shirt.
How'd you tuck in your tongue?
Hey, Jimmy. Nice to see you, son.
Hey, Dad. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. So, what were you doing out there?
We've been knocking for 5 minutes. I've been holding it since Barstow. Hey, Christine, how's it going?
Hey, Big Jimmy.
Good
how
to
are
see you?
You?
Be careful. Be careful. I got hit by a train, remember?
Yeah, I believe you mentioned something about that once or twice.
Whoa, look at how big those boys have gotten.
Grandpa, did it hurt when the train hit you?
Grandpa took an engine in the caboose. What do you think?
Not everybody's in yet. We got some stragglers.
What?
Hey, little Jimmy!
Betty! Hey!
Oh, not just me. Look here. Grammy, come on. It's Grammy. Come on, you're here. Yeah, Grammy, you're here. Say it. Say it. She was going to say surprise.
Surprise! Oh, hey. Oh, hi, Grammy. I can't believe you're here.
Mom always wanted to see California before she died.
Check her pulse. I'm not sure she made it.
Anyway, once Mama was coming, it didn't seem right to leave Betty home alone. Of course, everywhere Betty go, Cousin Neil's got to go, too.
Part of his parole.
That just doesn't seem right, having a holiday without the whole family being together. So I decided to spring for tickets for everybody, since I know it's tough enough for you to come up with this to two.
So sweet of Big Jimmy to organize Thanksgiving for all of us like that.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I would have got tickets. I just didn't know everyone wanted to come. So, you know, Dad, how much do I owe you?
Hey, come on. I didn't ask you to pay me back for 3 wrecked cars and a wasted year in college. I ain't gonna start now.
All right. Well, I'm sure everyone's worn out. Can I get you something to drink, Grammy? Grammy? Grammy?
Surprise!
I think you're really gonna like this room, Grammy, okay? The bathroom's right here, okay? And the bathroom door is right there. Hey, so Dad, how'd you like those ribs I made?
Oh, those were really great, son. Yeah. I mean, they were the best I ever had. I could have eaten 10 more if you'd have had them.
Well, you know, there was more people than I expected.
No, that's true. Of course, you could have gone to the store, but hey, the ones I had were the best ever.
Thanks.
Let's grab a snack later.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Dad, things have been going really good for me out here, you know? Yeah. They really like me at my job, and Christine's doing great in school, and the kids, they're really happy. It's really been good for us.
We'll see.
We'll see. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, Jimmy, you know, things have been pretty easy here for you so far. Your brother-in-law gave you a place to live, got you a job. I just hope that when things really get hard, you'll be able to stick it out. You haven't been famous for that, you know.
What are you talking about, college again? Okay, college, you know, college wasn't for me.
For a few months, you seemed to love it. Then the test came, and you transferred from Frostburg State to a drunken state.
Dad, that was 15 years ago.
And you were going to be a...
welder.
Welder, that's too hot. Then you decided you want to go to...
In the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard, that's too cold.
Yeah.
And then... But
the couch in your basement, just right. Look, Dad, I'm telling you, things are going to be different for us out here. I got a good thing going.
Yeah, yeah. I can say, we'll see.
Good night, Grammy. Grammy?
Surprise!
Fun 7 hours at the airport. I think your mother would have picked up the phone and told us they were having the worst blizzard in 50 years.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, she's usually so good about letting us know what's going on at home.
Well, I'm sure if the blizzard got married, died, or got arrested, she would have sent us a clipping. I'm gonna put Sammy to bed.
Great. Thanksgiving dinner with Jimmy and his parents. I wonder what we're eating, varmint or critter. Ma'am, I am so sorry. I didn't know anybody else was in here. Jimmy told us it was just his parents. Hello? Ma'am? Ma'am?
Oh! Oh, God.
Oh, God. Kim! Kim! Oh, God. Oh! Who are you?
Neil.
Do I know you?
I know you. You were at Jimmy's wedding. Saw you doing the electric slide.
Oh, yeah. Well, enjoy that cigarette.
Hold on. Stay out of that room. My Grammy's in there sleeping.
Okay. Well, thanks for the warning. Where the hell have you been? I just killed a woman.
What?
Jimmy's grandmother was in our bed. Kim, I went in, I laid down. She started to scream. I started to scream. I fell out of the bed. When I got up to check on her, she was dead.
Oh, my God, we have to call an ambulance.
Yes, yes, definitely call. But tell them they don't need to use the siren. Trust me, she's gone. I tried CPR, mouth to mouth. Oh, I can still taste it. It's either death or milk of magnesia.
I guess we should tell Jimmy.
Yes, one of us should. Haven't I been through enough? Jimmy.
Greg?
Greg, what are you doing here?
Our flight was canceled.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry there's all these extra people here. We put Grammy in your bedroom, but she can move if you want her to.
No, she can't.
Oh, dude, sir, she's so out of it, she'll be comfortable anywhere.
Look, we came back from the airport, and I didn't know anyone was in our room. So I just walked in, and... Look, man, I don't know how to say this, but your grandmother's dead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, this is terrible.
I walked in, and...
Oh, no, it must have been horrible for you. You come home, and you find a dead woman in your bedroom.
Yes. Yes, I did. I just walked in and she was already dead. You know, already.
She must have passed in her sleep.
Yeah, there's no reason to think otherwise.
Well, I'd like to think she went peacefully.
Yeah, I'd like you to think that too.
Guys... Wow, I don't know how to say this, but...
Spit it out, son. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Grammy's gone.
Well, she couldn't have gotten far. I have a prosthetic foot in my handbag.
No, Aunt Betty, Grammy died tonight.
In her sleep. That's important. In her sleep.
Oh, my God.
Where is she?
The ambulance just left with her. Aunt Betty, Dad, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I can't believe it. I just can't. I guess the doctors were right. They warned us that this might be her last trip.
I had a feeling on the bus. She started smelling sour around Utah.
I ran out and got some cake. I don't know why, but it always seems to help.
Oh, honey, that's so sweet of you, but I don't think anybody can eat at a time like this. Ooh, intimate. You can't hide money.
Well, I guess you heard what happened.
Yep, it's all part of life.
I'm just glad that no one blames Greg.
Why would we blame Greg?
You wouldn't. There's no reason to.
Yeah, he didn't mean to do it.
Didn't mean to do what?
Accidentally scare her. He didn't know she was in there.
What do you mean, scare her?
I thought you said when you went in the bedroom, she was already dead.
Jimmy, she wasn't, okay? She wasn't. I went into my bedroom, I got into bed, and the next thing you know, there's all this... Look, I was scared too, okay? My heart was racing. I could have died. I have a heart murmur. I have to take a special pill for dental work and everything. We're lucky that I'm alive. Damn lucky.
You killed my Grammy?
Come on, Neil. It's not Greg's fault.
Of course it's not Greg's fault. It's his fault.
What?
If you'd have had your own house, none of this would ever happen. Thanks for a great Thanksgiving, son. I can't wait to see what you got in store for Christmas.
Dad, I cannot believe you were blaming this on me. Dad!
I know it was an accident, but thank you.
Stuffing came out nicely.
Mmm.
Moist.
Grammy loves stuffing.
It's good she did. They're probably stuffing her right now.
Any guesses on where Big Jimmy went?
I don't know. You got booby bars out here?
I'm sure the children's grandfather just went out for a walk and he'll be back soon.
That is, unless Greg killed him, too.
Okay. All right. You know what? It's Thanksgiving. And even under the circumstances, we got a lot to be thankful for. Now, Granny was a kind woman. She led a rich and wonderful life. Now, every person who met her loved her.
Except the last one.
Okay. You know what, Neil? Greg made an honest mistake, and in families, we forgive mistakes.
Greg's not family.
He's my family. So that means he's yours, too. You know something, Neil? We've overlooked a lot of your screw-ups over the years, right? Like that time you sold Aunt Betty's car for two big bags of oregano.
Well, now, that wasn't his fault. He thought it was marijuana.
My point is that a death usually brings out the best or the worst in a family. And, you know, I think that Grammy deserves our best. No, because I know she's watching us today, and I want her to look down and be proud. So, you know, do you think we can at least give that to Grammy? To Grammy. You know, she always wanted to come to California one day before she died.
But I doubt she met exactly one day before she died. But hey, she made it. That's You did great tonight, honey. I'm really proud of you.
Hey, Daddy, will you read me these books?
Whoa, that's a lot of books you got there. I don't know if I can read all of them by myself. I'll tell you what, if I read some to you, will you read some to me?
Deal.
All right, why don't you go put on your pajamas and brush your teeth? I'll be in a minute, okay? I don't know why my dad did this.
Jimmy, it's not your problem. It's his problem. I don't know why you let this eat at you. Good night, sweetie.
She doesn't understand, huh?
Why?
Oh, the whole father-son thing. It's hard for them to get it and think you got to be a father or a son to understand, you know?
It's like, why do we do it? Why is it that no matter how old I get, I'm like a little boy trying to get his attention every time he comes around?
Well, I know. I do it, too. I think it was because my dad wasn't around much for me when I was a kid.
Yeah, mine neither.
Well, I don't think your kids are going to have to worry about that.
Thanks, man.
Good night, Jimmy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah. Listen, Jimmy, I'm sorry about running out here like I did before. It's just that, you know, I didn't know where. You know, it's kind of funny. I always said you were the one that couldn't handle things when they got rough, and then I go running out.
No, it's okay. It's your mom. I understand.
I talked to your mom, and she said you did a real good job around here without me.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I guess I better make some of Grandma's arrangements.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I called Pearson's Mortuary back home, and they're setting up all the arrangements for Grammy, fly her back home, and then call the relatives. I told them. So I think that's pretty much it, unless you think I missed something.
No, that's terrific. Thanks. Thanks a lot, son. I appreciate that.
Hey, I made you a plate.
Huh?
Well, I got some leftovers, Thanksgiving leftovers.
Great.
Yeah.
Boy, thank you. I'm starved.
Yeah, bet you are.
Gotta save some white meat. So I'm just walking along, you know, minding my own business. Then all of a sudden I stumble, and my foot gets stuck. It's stuck, and I can't seem to get it out. Okay, Dominic, turn on the train. It's stuck. Yeah, stuck. Now I start to panic. And the more I pull, the more my foot gets stuck. My foot stuck. My finger's stuck. Turn it off, Dominic. Turn it off a minute. Turn it off. Turn it off. That's the wrong button. Dominic, turn it off. I'm stuck.